Days of Our Lives with Pat Newland on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Topics of interest for baby boomers, such as travel, health, homes, safety, university, the third age, gardening, and more.
And welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you.
Now, I know you're a psychologist.
Yes.
And you specialise in relationship psychology. But what made you start a dating agency?
Well, it was very funny, actually, because I was always setting up friends of my own. And I was working locally as a teacher. And, you know, when you teach, of course, what happens is that you've got no time for anything else. So my other teacher friends would come and say to me, you know, do you know anybody? Or I'd give dating advice. And then one day I just thought, you know, I think I could set this up as a business. And from the minute I set it up, I just was inundated with people that wanted to be set up.
That's right, because so many people, as you say, they either don't have the time, or maybe, you know, I think when you get a bit older as well, particularly women, would be a little bit concerned about actually going out looking for a new partner, you know, maybe if they've lost their husband, or even the men, if they've lost their wife. It's a long time since you've been out there on the sort of dating scene.
It's a whole different ball game. I think once you start dating at, say, over 40, it's a very different ball game than when you were dating at 20.
Yes.
First of all, I think we live in a technology world, which is apparently meant to bring us all together. But in actual fact, what it does is it almost brings too many people, if you like, and you just don't know where you're going and where you're heading with it. So it's a very different ball game of dating now to when you were younger, and you don't always have the friends to go out with. That's the other thing.
That is true, absolutely, because they may well still be married.
They might be married, they might have young children.
Yes.
You know, it's a very different pool of social circle of friends that you have, and consequently when you talk about going out to meet somebody new, it's where do I start?
Yes, no, I can quite understand that. And I think I'm right in saying that you have actually written a book, especially for, because I know your agency, this is another difference between your agency and maybe some of the other agencies, is that you do specialise in the older person, the sort of over 40s age group.
Yes, so there are lots of things for the 20-somethings, 30-somethings to do. They can go online, or they've got more of a pool in which to meet people naturally. When you get to over 40, of course, you're stuck in many respects. You can go online, but that seems to be quite a minefield.
Yes.
Or there's you know, you can start to dance, or you need to do something else that makes you go out. And one of the reasons why I've got a matchmaking agency is because it's a personal service. So I wrote this book with the over 40s in mind, mm-hmm. bearing in mind that you've probably got children, or you are, you know, your friends are married. So it's a case of where do you start and how do you go and find somebody special?
Now, there's another difference between your agency and a lot of the other agencies that are out there, and that is, of course, that a lot of the other ones are all online, and your one is actually not online.
No, it's not. And one of the comments that I get from people that are over 40 is that they find being online quite soul-destroying. So the first thing that happens online is that you have to fill in a questionnaire, and somehow that computer or that algorithm is meant to magically partner you with so many different people. And I think one of the differences, well, first of all, let me just tell you the similarities between myself and online.
Yeah.
We are both introducers. That's what they're set out to do. So online will introduce you to a range of people, and so will I. That's the difference. Well, that's the similarity. The difference is that they're actually introducing you to strangers, and I'm not. So I've met everybody in my network and I've got to know that person. And so consequently, I've got a good idea of A, what they look like and whether, you know, the photo that they send me after our meeting is actually a true resemblance.
Yes. And their age is correct.
And their age is correct and their height is correct and their size is correct and all the other things that actually online we find ourselves exaggerating just because it makes us look better. So that's the difference, is that I've met everybody and I'm also going to match you up with somebody that's quite local to you. And that's a very important part. You know, it's all very well meeting someone absolutely fabulous, but if you can't see them a couple of times a week, then actually the relationship is going to take a very long time to develop, if at all.
Yes.
I suppose the other thing is about online is that you don't actually know who everybody else is seeing at the same time or who they're messaging. And that, for somebody that's older, that isn't used to that kind of behaviour, is actually, it's quite daunting, actually.
Very daunting.
Yes.
And also, I mean, there is a safety issue as well, isn't there? If you meet someone online, as you say, you don't know who they are, but at least with your agency, you have spoken to them, you have met the person, and presumably then feel confident in introducing them to somebody else.
That's right. I mean, you know, you need to take care of your own safety. Always meet somebody in a public place.
Yes.
Always take your own car. You know, we all know the rules, so we all have to do it. So whether you meet somebody online or you meet somebody through a matchmaker or even naturally, just take care of yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Very good message. So you've introduced two people.
Yep.
And they think they get on.
Yes.
So is it then up to them to decide if they see each other again? Or do they come back to you? What happens?
Yeah, so the whole process really is that I meet people first. I get a good idea of them and I make up a profile on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look through my own network. Sometimes I'll reach out to other matchmakers and then I will introduce that person to them, and I'll do it by either emailing them with a profile, but then I'll call them as well and I'll say, look, I've met this person. The profile will tell you a limited amount. Let me tell you a little bit more about them. And it's at that stage where that person can say, look, yes, I would like to go out on a date with them, or no, I wouldn't.
Yes, because there might be something that you add in there which they said, oh, well, no, that's not really the kind of person
I'm
looking
for.
But
and that's why you save time with a matchmaker.
Yeah.
Because if that was online, for example, or if you just met them naturally, actually you don't know that until you go out with them. So in many respects, it saves you time.
Yes, you put up some of the hard work, really.
Yes, exactly. The matchmaker does all the hard work, believe me. So they go out on a date. I tend to phone after the date to see how they've got on. If they like each other, I would have hoped that they would have taken the initiative and made a second date between them.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes that needs a little bit of a push. We've all got very busy lives, and I think that people underestimate that, especially when you're over 40. You've got a very busy life. It's not just you, yourself and I. It's maybe you've got children, you might be looking after parents. So actually, going out on a date is actually quite time-consuming. So you want to make sure that when you go out on that date, you are genuinely going to have a nice time with the person that you're sitting opposite.
Yes. Because we've all got such big commitments, haven't we?
Huge,
this is the problem.
We are the sandwich generation.
Yes, but we are the baby boom generation.
Yes,
we're quite exceptional,
yes,
actually. Okay, so if someone listening now would like to join your agency, how do they go about doing that?
So you can look up on matchingup.co.uk and you can get in touch with me from the Contact Us page there.
Okay.
And then I have a book, as you mentioned before, and that's available on Amazon. And that's called Over 40, Get That Date.
Sounds good. Definitely one to buy. And the last sort of big question, has anyone married who's met their partner on your agency?
Well, it's funny because people say that all the time to me and they think that that's a success measurement. In actual fact, when you're over 40, you have a lot to consider. So you might have your own assets, you might have a plan with your children. So actually, actually going out with somebody and finding somebody special is actually the success measurement. And yes, I can say, yes, they have.
Yes.
Is it so important when you're over 40 to be married again, perhaps? No, not particularly, especially if you've got your own property and you might not want to share that particularly in the marriage situation. So I think that success is really, have you met somebody special? And if the answer is yes, then it is a success.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, presumably the sort of long-term success depends on really how long they stay together. Yeah. And if they stay together for years and years,
then successful.
That of course it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very successful. And yes, in the case of that question, yes, I have been successful.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much, Jackie, for coming along today and telling us all about your agency, which is different, and of course, which specialises in the baby boom generation.
It does. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.